Moyo Show. International Radio 1. Now, what we're going to be doing today is a little bit of work on those problem areas.
Moss Side.
Take this back, shove it where the sun don't shine, and provide us with a quantity of cigarettes and coffee.
Hey, hi, my British cousins. This is Cousin Breezy the Boy from New York City. I'm here on the Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Don't slag other people off. For once, just please and listen.
Monsieur Moyles, with this radio, you're spoiling us.
Hi, I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to the Chris Moyle Show on International Radio 1.
Chris Moyle Show.
Hi, I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and whenever Miles. I'm in the UK, I always listen to the Chris Moyle Show.
We changed the face of radio right here in the UK. Miles. The critics said we wouldn't last, but you showed them the way. We're adding extra listeners to this show every day. We hope that listener increase equals increase to our pay.
Miles.
International Radio 1.
Hoppa doodle doo, good morning. Welcome. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rach.
Morning.
Oh, hi. Hi, no. Jason from JK and Joel.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Miles. Hi, Joel from JK and Joel. Hello, Slim. Yeah. Shut your face. Is it throwing hints that he keeps gay man. Don't have to think with bad dress sense and rubbish hair.
Good comeback.
Tanning moisturizer. Who can't find the fuse box in his house, so he's got candles everywhere.
Much you look alike.
Oh, much you love her. She's your bestest ever girlfriend, she is.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Is this going out?
Yeah, we're on now, we're on now.
You outside in the playground now.
Thanks very much, love, but I'm just not like that.
Hi, I'm Steve Coogan. Whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to the Chris Moyles Show on International Radio 1.
Isn't that nice of him? See, the whole world listens. Everyone listens. Sugar Babes and Push the Button on Radio 1.
The irony of Push the Button and the button didn't work.
Yeah, I know. Right, Wednesday then, midweek. I think it's going to be a good show today. I can feel it. Most times. So, coming up, Arctic Monkeys and Natasha Bedingfield. But don't worry, there'll be some good stuff as well. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
A suspected plot to kidnap...
In the Scottish Cup, Hamilton beat Queen of the South 1-0 to set up a fourth-round tie with Alloa. And Luton Town's boss Mike Newell will meet the FA today following his allegations that transfer bungs remain rife in football.
And the weather, mostly cloudy today with some rain or drizzle in places later. It's now 3 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1.
Oh, what a game last night. The Leeds-Wigan game.
Was a good game.
Gary Kelly scored for us.
He scored a blinder.
Absolute belter. As soon as I saw him look at that ball, I thought, he's going to go for it. Go on, Gary. He did, and he scored.
What did they work out? His average, something like 1 in 123 games or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's his... Is it his fourth goal ever for Leeds? Something.
It was a proper one, wasn't it?
Fourth goal ever, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, good.
It's funny how that happens in football. People don't score and then they score an absolute belter.
It's like Danny Mills scored that screamer against us as well. He never scores.
No. He was dynamic, wasn't he, last night?
Wasn't he,
Sports?
What a double act they are.
And by the way, Danny Mills, when he was talking at, did you see him talking at half-time?
Yeah.
You know, someone needs to remind him, he used to play for Leeds.
I didn't think he was anti-Leeds in any way.
He just wasn't, Jesus, someone needs to fire a rocket up his ass to get some kind of expression out of that face.
Yeah, but he said he wanted Leeds to win.
Should be in a big real house with all that mumbling going on.
It's not as bad as John Barnes' football night on Channel 5.
I've got to say, nothing is as bad as John Barnes' football night on Channel 5.
It's now still on, is it?
It was, well, last season, wasn't it? It was appalling.
When you look at football... John, we're over here. When you look at football, he's awful. Mm. And it's amazing. He doesn't get better at all, does he? I mean, you'd think he'd get a little bit better. But no, he doesn't. You should do it, Dom.
OK, I will do that. I will do that. See, even that's better.
Your wife could do a better job.
She
than
could. She knows nothing about football. She'd
doesn't
fit
matter.
Right in.
She needs to do some high profile job.
Yeah.
Because it runs in the family. You
yeah.
know? You're on the radio.
Yeah.
You know. Your uncle is the
Irish Tempin bowling
Irish
champion.
Irish Tempin bowling champion.
Ah. Oh.
He's got his own fortune in your family.
He's got his own bowling alley, hasn't he, Mr. Ray Byrne? And
apparently,
I've heard an advert on the radio.
Yeah.
What?
There's an advert on the radio for your uncle's bowling alley in Ireland.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Well, it goes like this.
Hello there. Raymond Burns here. I am Ireland's number three bestest ever Tempin bowler. Here I am down at my bowling alley, Burns Big Bowls. And you're more than welcome to bring the family down to have a go at my bowling. My second cousin, twice removed, Dominic Burns, who reads the news on Radio 1. Hello there, Dominic.
Hello
Where's
there.
Where's your hair? Oh, gee, I'm so funny. Oh, there's a good strike there, Paddy. Oh, gee, that'll have you again. Anyway, come down and see me. Raymond Burns, Ireland's top three bestest Tempin bowler. Here at Burns Big Bowls, where big bowls means big fun. Ta-ra!
There you go.
That's amazing. I'd never heard
that.
That's
awesome.
Nice to hear from Ray Burns.
Yeah, Ray Burns with Ray's Big Bowls.
Yeah.
707.
Dominic and Kerry have got your news and sports. They get their stories from CFAX. Let's hope they don't get caught. Kerry's queen of sport, and Dom's the best news reader. Together in the morning, they're your information leader.
Hello there.
International Radio 1.
So who's that girl there?
Got a great text message in, right?
I love you, I love you.
Just to let you know, Chris, that Irish people don't say ta-ra when they say goodbye.
Yeah.
They also don't talk like that either.
Love you, is that okay?
But thanks very much for pointing that out to me. It's very sweet.
It's Welsh, isn't it, ta-ra?
Yeah. Hello there! Also, they don't talk like that and shout either. Well, some do, but not. Right, on the show today, it's day 8 of Celebrity Tarzan, which we'll do in just over half an hour. We have football tickets to give away today, and they're good ones as well.
Yeah.
Exciting football tickets. We'll talk about our detox, and we'll talk about Big Brother, and we have Beat Beat Busters. Tomorrow's guest is Max Beasley, that you may have just heard a little clip from the about his TV show and that thing, Hotel Babylon, which isn't the Danny Bear show.
No, which was the same name, wasn't it, years ago, like a Friday night programme.
Yeah, it was awful. Mm. Absolutely awful.
I tried to watch, we got a copy of it, didn't we? I tried to watch it yesterday, but it wouldn't play in my DVD player.
It's car crash telly at its lowest common level that you've got here, and I personally just want to go, okay, I've done my little guest appearance, thanks, out.
Also, Longman sent an email into the show yesterday, which we didn't get time to read out, but we'll do that later. How to get a six-pack with Longman, and that's a six-pack, that's how to look beautiful.
In how many days? Does he say or not?
I can't remember, actually. No. But it's, you have to do this routine 6 days a week.
Mm.
Which, to me, is just a little bit, just too much. Because I've been watching Paul McKenna Will Make You Thin on Sky, and it's absolutely brilliant.
What does he do, then, in that?
Well, he's going to come in, isn't he, hopefully? And I'm kind of tempted to save it. But it's all...
Okay.
It's all quite sensible stuff.
Well, I've seen some of his stuff before, and it does all make sense.
All right, well, here are some of the golden rules of Paul McKenna Will Make You Thin, right?
Don't eat.
Well, no, number one, when you're hungry, eat.
Mm.
Right? Which is a good bit of advice. So when you're hungry, eat something. And eat what you want to eat, don't eat what you think you should eat. And consciously eat your food. I was watching it yesterday afternoon. I'll tell you, that's brilliant.
So you say enjoy every mouthful.
All that,
you've got to just basically...
Put your knife and fork down.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, you know?
But it's the idea to eat often and in small amounts.
No, it's just... It's as simple as this. When you're hungry, eat. and eat what you want to eat, but enjoy it and, yeah, and take your time.
But the thing is, though, I could have sat on the sofa yesterday afternoon and eaten crisps or chocolate or biscuits or whatever.
See, are you hungry?
But well, are you hungry?
I was a bit peckish, yeah, but I wasn't. I was saving myself for my tea. Yeah, I was hungry.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't just bored or you weren't just thinking, I'm going to have some crisps.
No.
You wanted crisps. Your stomach told your brain you wanted crisps.
I wanted something. I was peckish.
Right.
And I thought that rather than have a snack mid-afternoon, I would wait until the evening time and then have my tea.
Right.
Which is what I did.
Well, Paul will run through all this when he comes on the show. But it's brilliant. And also, he this week's episode is explaining the tapping technique. Now, do you remember when I went to see him about my fear of flying?
Yeah.
And he taught me the tapping technique then. And I'm now pleased that it's going to go out to the masses. It's brilliant. You look like a dick, but it works. Do you remember that?
Essentially, in layman's terms, my understanding was that you tap your face and you do a series of routines which trick the brain and take the brain's focus away from your fear of flying and onto concentrating on what your body's doing.
So, no, but it's great. If you're anyone's been watching it, let me know what you think. 81199 on the text. It's interesting.
And Paul talks like that all the way through the show. Okay, anybody here addicted to chocolate? Who's addicted to chocolate? Yep, you. Let's come and say hello. Hi, what's your name?
Dave.
Dave, and you're addicted to chocolate. Yeah. How much chocolate would you eat?
Do you know, I'm going more Richard Hammond than Paul McKenna.
How much chocolate would you eat on a daily basis?
They're all very similar, aren't they? Because we did an experiment, because McKenna, Richard Hammond, and JK off of JK and Joel are vocally very similar.
Richard Hammond talks like this and goes up and down with the emphasis on certain words. When he speaks, it's like some kind of song.
Paul, is Paul definitely booked, so he's coming in now?
He's going to come in, yeah.
So that is, but it's good, trust me, it's really good.
So next week he's coming in?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
So, but Max Beasley is tomorrow.
Yep.
And
then on Friday we've got Paddy McGuinness. Oh, Max and Paddy.
Hey, I was
not actual the proper combination.
Doing my research yesterday watching that video. Very good. Didn't do any of it, like, but it was funny.
All right, so the football tickets we have to give away today are, tonight. It's Man United versus Burton Albion.
Ooh.
So, what?
Three pairs.
Have we?
Yeah. So if you're a Man U fan, keep listening. We'll tell you when you can win them later. Also, I'm getting my hair cut today, finally. I'm going to get all my head cut off.
Don't get your head cut off.
I'm going to get my head cut off. There you go. And have a new look. I'm just going to have my neck with blood dripping out of it.
Then you'll never have to have your hair cut
I tell
again.
You what, they help you lose weight, like Paul McKenna says. Yeah. Chop your head off.
If you want to lose weight, then chop both your fat legs off.
Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Time's your appointment?
Half 11. Why, do you want to come along?
No, just wondering.
You come if you want.
Who's it with?
Sit there and read the paper.
Who's it with?
I'm just on my own.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I've stopped going with my mum when I was about 12 years old. But you can come with me if you want, Dave.
No, it's all right.
I don't mind.
No, honestly, you go on your own. You're a big boy now.
Thank you. Fall Out Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down. Somebody texted. Oh, what do they... Do you know, I just earmarked a load of text messages and then forgot to save the page. Like a divvy! I'll find them in a minute. But many people texted in saying the Paul McKenna thing, they're loving it.
Are they?
Yeah. You got to leave food on your plate as well. That's one of the things you've got to do.
If that was me, though, I'd just cook extra. I'd cook twice as much as what I wanted, then I'd leave a load.
But you wouldn't.
Haven't you started doing that, Chris?
Yeah.
You started leaving half a sandwich and stuff.
Do you know, I watched his show yesterday, and then Uncle Trevor was around doing some work. He's doing Mr. Cupboard Man. So, and I said, I'll make him some lunch, and I made him some lunch. And I did some pasta, that's all. Mm. All really nice.
Mm.
And then I thought, you know, I'm going to have a look in the cupboards. I had beans on toast, which I haven't done for a dog's age, and it was great. It was lovely. And I'm having my beans on toast, and I keep putting my knife and fork down, and we just watched the Paul McKenna show and had a bit of a laugh and enjoyed it and everything. I swear on my life, I get halfway through beans on toast, I'm full. Look at the size of me. I'm full.
After pasta.
No, I didn't have pasta. Okay. He had pasta. I cooked, clean your ears out, idiot. I'm not good at cooking. I cooked him pasta, and for me, a completely different dish of beans and toast.
Blimey, so you had pasta and beans on the go at the same time?
I did them separately. I did the pasta first, and then I washed the pan, and then dried it, and then used that for the beans.
Johnny one pan.
Yeah, well, no, we've got loads. It's all sorted. It's because my cleaner's walked out on me, so I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to, you know, dirty two pans when I can just run it under the tap. And then just put the beans in. It's all roughly the same kind of sauce anyway. So it'll all be fine.
He's off today with food poisoning.
But I, halfway through, I was full. See, it's working, I'm telling you. I'm going to be as thin as Paul McKenna one day. I can't wait for that. Anyway, probably on in a few weeks. Meanwhile, 7:27. Eddie Furtado and Powerless. Random music this morning. Don't worry, I'll change that. I'll play some Bell Stars in a minute. Right, Man U fans, then tonight you've got a big game. Third round replays again. Manchester United play Burton Albion at Old Trafford. We have three pairs of tickets for the game. You have to be a Man U fan, though, sadly, because it's in the Man U end. 08700 100 100. Call now. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. If you'd like the Man U tickets for the game tonight. Sorry that we don't have any Burton Albion tickets, but obviously, as you can imagine, they're quite hard to get. And Man U, if you're a Burton Albion fan, don't bother ringing up. Because you'll be sitting surrounded by thousands of Man U fans, and if you score, you'll have to sit with your arse in your hands, and that's just, you know, not going to happen, is it? And if you cheer, then all you're going to hear is a load of Man U fans going, I say, Stuart, I think they're Burton Albion, there's chaps there, they only need to move them. And they're best.
You'll get escorted out.
Yeah. By the proper fans. Anyway, so there you go. If you would like the tickets, here is a question you need to answer. There's a Rachel wrote this, by the way, before I read it out. Rachel Jones. There's a famous Wayne who plays for Manchester United, but what is his surname? Is it A, Sleep, B, Hemingway, or C, Rooney? If you know the answer, call 08700 100 100 and tell Jocelyn it's C.
Question to whittle out the idiots.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, I'd like the Wigan tickets. No, that's not what we're doing. Right, Raise the Light plays in a second at 7:32.
And the weather, quite a bit of heavy rain around this morning. It's going to be quite mild as well, around 10 degrees for most places. Beep, beep, new and improved, one road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. You choose the road for one road travel. That's what Caroline Dare did.
Hi, I'm Caroline Dare.
Caroline's 22 years old. She lives on Nash Lane in Yeovil. She's a student midwife. She's currently researching breastfeeding.
Hello.
She says Nash Lane is very quiet and very dark at the moment.
Nash Lane?
Nash.
Right.
But she can see a light in the distance. Thanks for the information, Caroline.
Goodbye from me.
There'll be more One Road Travel at 8:30.
Beep, beep, new and improved. I like her.
One Road Travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. It's now 7:36. Did I disappoint you or let you down? Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown? Because I saw the end before we'd begun. Yes, I saw you were blind. And I knew I had one.
Jungle is massive. Yo!
Does that to be a winner tonight in the football?
Yeah. It'll go to penalties if it's...
It's the same as
last night,
Well, that's what I thought, because I've looked at a certain website, and it's given me odds on a draw. Oh, that means after 90 minutes,
I suppose. Yeah, it'll go to extra time and pens.
Do you want to take an odd? What are the odds on a certain score? Give us a score. Man United, Burton Albion tonight?
3-1 Manchester United.
3-1 Burton Albion, you saying?
No.
3-1 Manchester
United? Well, I mean, ideally.
3-1 Man United.
Ideally hope that Burton Albion do beat them 3-1, but I suspect it'll be...
16-1.
For which?
For Man U, but... For Man U, Burton Albion.
For 3-1?
Yeah. If you're going Burton Albion 3, Man U 1, that's 500-1 on this website.
Which is probably worth a quid,
it's gotta
really?
Be worth a pound, isn't it? But then, you know...
What about 1-1 after 90 minutes?
1-1 to who?
What?
What?
1-1.
Oh, sorry. 25-1.
See, that's not bad.
See, I mean, you know, I go... See, 0-0 after 90 minutes is 25-1. Now, I'm not a betting man, because... And the reason I'm not really a betting man is because I look at that and you go, well, that's got to be worth a quid, isn't it? Mm. If you're going to spend £5, right, then... There's five little individual bets you can get. Obviously, forget all the texting and do all that. But you go, well, that's £1 on 25-1. That's got to be worth it, isn't it? You know, for 0-0. For, you know, 1-1. It's still the same, 25-1. For Burton Albion 2, Manchester United 1, 250-1.
Bookies don't often get it wrong, though, do they?
Well, that's the thing. That's where the betting thing kind of, you know, falls down for me, because you go, well, that's going to be worth a pound, and then you realise when the 90 minutes are up, no, it's not worth a pound. And there's a reason why it's 250 to 1.
That's how they make the money.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, who is going to the game tonight? I will tell you, because we have three winners. Rather than phone them all back, which we decided to have a break from phoning people back.
What, you mean after the success of last week?
Yes, after the success of the Sunderland tickets. Andy Coxall, you are going to the game tonight, as it's Simon Unsworth, as it's Darren Francis. Darren Francis from Cumbria. It's the game tonight, so get driving. And the best of luck to... Even though I'm a Leeds fan, I'd actually say, I want to say best of luck to Burton Albion. May the best team win.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, Burton Albion.
May you stuff them.
So, Andy Cox, or Simon Hems with Darren Francis, well done. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, or you will be shot.
You won't be shot.
No.
What?
You won't be shot.
Enjoy it, or you will be sh...
How's that?
Enjoy it, or you will be sh...
Yeah. Shattered. Since we started on this show, we've become a big success. We've won awards on Top of the Post. You've said that we're the best. We don't want to argue because you'll not pay our wages. So we'll agree and say that we're the best show on in ages. Shot. The Chris Moyle Show, the best show on in ages. International Radio 1. So the United fan is 50 Cent.
Well,
he is.
On some of the photos.
He's a Leeds United fan.
Hey, if you look at the photos on the back of the recent programme for the Everton-Liverpool derby, he's clearly an Evertonian.
Yeah, if you look at the photos in the Leeds magazine, he's a Leeds fan.
Is he in there as well?
Of course he is.
Maybe we can double-check with him today when he comes in for Joe's show.
I think somebody should Photoshop up a picture of him wearing a holding a Kidderminster Harriers
shirt. Burton Albion shirt.
Oh, that's what we should have done. I should have brought one in for him today.
Hey, should we do that?
Joe.
Should we do that? Should we mock up the shirt?
It's probably a bit late to get one. Where can we get a Kidderminster Harriers shirt from here?
Now, can't you just get online to do it?
No, but we can actually give him one when he comes in.
Just get Hoop Dog and online to change the colour of the shirt.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm with Rachel. Where can you get a Kidderminster Harriers shirt in London?
I'm sure somebody could get one.
Do they not have a Harriers fan shop down here?
No.
There's going to be one on Oxford Street or Regent Street. Well, you could. God.
I reckon I'd make loads of money.
Yeah. You would be, like, loaded. Standing outside with a sandwich board. Get him Mr. Harrier's shirts! 50% off! And then you buy them as just like, you know, from the collar to the kind of midriff thing. There you go.
Crops on.
Oh, God, look at this. Why is everybody ringing? Are they all ringing for Celebrity Tarzan already? Blimey. Right, so the prizes are... The Strokes album, the James Blunt album, the Kaiser Chiefs album, Eminem, Hardfire, Gorillaz, Robbie Williams. We are adding to that the current number 10 album in the chart, Will Young's Keep On. Or Keep On Will Young.
It's a sackload of quality, isn't it?
It's a nice little album, actually. I've listened to it already.
Good.
Thank you. All you got to do is tell me who is our celebrity Tarzan. See, now, you said... I mean, you were wrong, because it's not Carol Vorderman. But I don't know how you hear that, because I can't believe you don't hear what I'm hearing.
See, I can't get Carol Vorderman out of my head, so to speak.
Well, I know, she's a good-looking woman.
She is a wonderful lady, and that is clouding my judgment on that, and I can't get past Vorderman.
The person I think it is hasn't been said yet. Ah! 08700 100 100, if you would like to be on Celebrity Tarzan, you could win those wicked albums, man. It's day 8. Could it go today? Celebrity Tarzan!
There you go. Good record, Harry.
Why are you trouble the end? He doesn't sound like that in the house, does he?
He pressed him.
Yeah.
Well, he's quieter than that, isn't he?
Do you like that song?
Yeah, I think it's a decent record. Do you know?
Yeah. I do. It's very kind of madnessy jam.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, retro ska in feel. Out the 23rd of January.
I like ska, but ska is quite reggae influenced. Mm. But I hate reggae. Not funny.
Mm.
Mind you, I like tomato soup, but I don't like tomatoes, Rach. It's a crazy
world.
You
like tomato sauce?
I do like I like Tommy sauce, but I just don't like tomatoes. Don't like the texture.
Yeah.
But maybe Paul McKenna can hypnotise me.
I'm a bit like that with mushrooms. I don't like the texture of mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms either.
I find them a bit slimy.
Speaking of slimy, by the way, don't forget Scott Mills is back on this afternoon at 4. What's wrong with that?
Horrible about Scott.
Oh, turn it in. Did you hear him last night giving some abuse to some caller? They had a bit of a sweary slanging match. That beat machine was getting overly used yesterday.
Was it? I didn't hear that.
Beep, 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 beep. Sweary, sweary, sweary. Disgusting. And I want to start a campaign to get Chappers to actually try and do a voice that isn't Chappers' voice.
Hmm.
I would like Chappers to pretend to be McChappers, the sports psychic from a Scottish radio station.
Maybe Dom could give him some training, seeing as Dom is so good at his impressions.
Yeah, I've never heard Dom do a Scottish voice, actually.
Hmm.
Send Chappers to electrocution lessons.
Dominic, come in then. Anyway, boys will be boys. It's out, believe it or not, on Monday. Surprise, surprise. That's, what's his name? Dylan, Derek, what's his name?
Preston.
That's Preston.
It. That's his band.
Do you not like him?
No, I do like him. But I just can't remember his name. He's all right.
Hmm.
Right, Dominic, then.
Hello.
Can you do a Scottish voice?
Yes.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Hang on.
The same way you could do Ronnie Corbett.
I'd like you to say, hello.
Hello.
No, I haven't finished.
I see McCaskill, actually.
Right, okay.
That's another one.
That's hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Another target reference there. Ronnie Corbett and Ian McCaskill. Brilliant.
Hello.
Yeah. Ian McCaskill is retired, by the way. You know that. He doesn't need to play anymore. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Hello, yeah, all right. Hello, it's McChappers here. I was just phoning about the advert in the paper.
Hello, it's McChappers here. I was just phoning about the advert in the paper.
Wow.
Or the paper.
That's quite posh Scottish,
That is brilliant. Yeah. Can you do, like, rough Scottish?
Hey, it's McChappers here. I was just phoning about the advert in the... The advert in the paper.
I prefer that, actually. I prefer that voice.
Brilliant.
What's your name, by the way?
Dom.
No, but in your Scottish persona.
Right,
McDom?
Aye.
Bernie McDerm?
Bernie McDom. I'm Bernie McDom.
So, Bernie, would you be able to...
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
You've got a little bit Northern Irish there.
I have, yeah.
Ask me how I am again.
How are you?
Right.
Oh, no. How are you? How are you?
Great. Could you teach Chappers to be McChappers?
Aye. Near problem.
And what would be your tips to learn how to speak Scottish?
I would...
Sven-Göran Eriksson has popped in.
And, I would speak with a bit more guttural... talking sound in your voice mouth
right
than you have at present time at the moment.
Right.
McChappers.
Maybe Edith should stick to teaching Chappers.
Rach,
this is Scottish.
This is a belter.
Yeah, she speaks Scottish, isn't she?
Fluent.
Can you say all the squirrels in the world
All the squirrels in the world.
Lovely. Thank you, Dominic. So thank you. What was his name? Bernie McDonald.
Bernie McDonald. Right. Brilliant.
You're welcome. Near bother.
Right, okay.
Breaking down the regional divisions.
A breaking down full stop, I think, Dominic. Is it 7:57? Okay, doo-doo. It's McChappers here. I'm phoning about the advert in the paper. All
right. Aye.
Brilliant. Let's hear your Irish accent.
Well, Northern or Republic of Ireland?
Republic of Ireland.
Are you right? No, that's Scottish.
That's Scottish again.
You have to come back to me.
Right. Say 33 in your Irish accent.
33. That's right. I have it now. Hello, how are you? How are you?
Do you fancy a drink later?
Do you fancy a drink later?
Right.
Later.
We could go down.
Could go down.
Burns of Galloping Green.
Burns House, Galloping Green.
Well, Ray Byrne,
yeah,
who's your uncle,
he's not actually
doesn't double removed.
Second, yeah.
What does he do again?
He runs the Burns House Galloping Green pub in Stillorgan.
He really does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very famous pub in Dublin.
Is it that one on that website?
Yes,
there?
It is.
Ah, fabulous.
It is. That's the fella.
Well, I have information about that pub.
Do you know the famous Irish poet Brendan Bean?
No.
Are you familiar? Do you know Brendan Bean?
What?
Brendan Bean. Have you heard of Brendan Bean, the Irish writer?
Where has he been?
He's dead now, but he was an Irish poet, very famous. And that used to be his local.
Did he?
Mm.
Wow.
That's a nice story.
Thank you.
I visited the pub my first time in 1965. The Byrne family owned the pub, and Ray Byrne was my friend in college around the 60s. I came back to Galloping Green in 1994 and visited Ray's pub with all my family from Buenos Aires, Argentina, where a great community of Irish settled in the past. I didn't know that a lot of Irish people went to Argentina.
I didn't know that.
You get them everywhere, though, don't you, the Irish?
Yeah.
After 30 years, I could find again my friends to have a great time drinking Guinness with Ray, John, Jerry, and all the Murphy family.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's it's on some website, Dublin pub website.
Yeah. It's a great pub.
Here's another review. Not the most impressive-looking pub from the outside, and tends to be passed by the people crawling past on the dual carriageway.
Yeah, but then you go inside.
However, go inside. Traditional in decor and furnishings, mm-hmm. Says.
It is.
It's the ideal little stop-off on your way home through that southbound traffic of an evening.
It was voted that it was in the top five of all Dublin pubs last year.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
In whose top five?
In
Ray Byrne's top five.
No, in the whole of Dublin.
Wasn't even number one in his own list.
Five.
He went, I'm doing a top five, and I've put my pub number five at the top of the list. Now, number one would be the top. Oh, balls.
I'm going to phone Ray later.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we, would you get him on the show?
Yeah.
Would he do as a jingle?
Yes. I'll ask him, yeah.
Where is it? Stillorgan?
Stillorgan, yeah. Just opposite Leopardstown Racecourse.
It's about half a mile away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, because somebody else has put a review saying, the pub is an ideal starting point if you're heading to Leopardstown Races for the day.
It's true.
Being only half a mile from the course and an easy walk if the weather's been kind. And I think you can get pub lighters as well.
Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which is always a sign of a decent pub if you can get a lighter with a pub's name on. Brilliant. Well, I think we should do the show from there one day.
Oh, that would be great.
We should just go for the weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go Patrick's Day.
Let's go Friday.
Let's go Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fly over to Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the whole of Saturday in the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Fly back Sunday.
Okay, there you go.
You're
brilliant.
It's a deal.
Hey?
You're not drinking.
Detox over. Right, Blur and Mech coming up. A classic song too from Blur, in fact. And find out if today is the day that Celebrity Tarzan finally gets revealed. Streamless past eight.
Claims there was a plot to kidnap. And the weather, a bit of heavy rain around this morning. It's going to be quite mild, though. About 10 degrees for most places in the UK. 6 minutes past eight now.
Who's beating you tonight in the football? Who's beating you tonight in the football?
No one's beating us tonight in the football.
Are you not playing?
Millwall.
Playing Millwall tonight.
Millwall are beating you tonight. Oh. Go on, Millwall. Is that at Goodison Park?
Yep.
Go on, Millwall. Enjoy your trip to Goodison Park. And best of luck with the football. Are you going, Dave?
No.
Why not?
Because I can't tonight.
Can you get up there and bet?
I could do, but I'm not tonight.
Right.
Going on Saturday.
You've got you've got that nice easy one at the weekend, haven't you? Prediction for that?
1-1.
1-1?
Living in a dream.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest thing? houses to be won, and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old, or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff, chart CDs, or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan, Celebrity Tarzan.
What a plethora of fabulous albums we're giving away. Do you like that?
Good use of plethora.
We are giving away brilliant albums from Robbie Williams, Gorillaz, Hard Fight, Eminem, Kaiser Chiefs, The Strokes. Today we're adding Will Young. And don't forget, there's also the James Blunt album too. But who is going to win? Now, you can check the website at Radio 1
Hotline
to see all the wrong answers so far. And then if you think you know who it is, call us. Now, it might be a different voice tomorrow. It might be a different Tarzan because it might go today. It's day 8 of Celebrity Tarzan. Let's find out if somebody gets it right.
Celebrity Tarzan!
Hello, Hayley Finch.
Hi, Chris.
What? You just laughed at you. You just laughed at your own name.
I'm just nervous. It's just nervous laughter.
Hayley Finch! you're from Northampton.
Yeah, I am.
What do you do?
I work for an insolvency company.
I bet you're single.
Oi! I'm not as boring as an accountant.
You are single, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so. A fella meets you in a bar. Hello, darling, what do you do? I work for an insolvency department. Hello, come back, hello! right, so you want the Kaiser Chiefs album?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you also get the James Blunt album as well.
I think I might have to throw that in the bin when I get it.
Whenever in your life have you had so many current albums in your album collection?
Oh, not for a long time,
well,
I don't
you
think.
See, exactly. Well, Will Young's album, do you like fancy that?
Yeah.
Robbie's?
Oh, definitely.
Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Hi-Fi?
Oh, yeah.
Eminem?
Yeah, it's okay.
Strokes?
I could palm that off on a friend.
Well,
yeah,
I'm sure you'd palm it off. That's why you're single. Strokes?
Yes.
And James Blunt?
I know a friend who likes him, so I could give it to her.
Right, okay. Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yeah, go on then.
All right then, so Hayley Finch from Northampton, who works for an insolvency department of boring accountants, please tell me, who is today's Celebrity Tarzan?
Chris, I think today's Celebrity Tarzan is Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud.
Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud.
Yes, you've guessed it. It's me, Kimberly from Girls Aloud. I'm a Celebrity Tarzan.
Wow! You've won all the albums. Well done, Kimberly. What's the answer? Hayley, well done.
So someone won our silly game. We'll get a brand new voice and we'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. See if you can win Celebrity Tarzan, Celebrity Tarzan.
Wow,
blimey,
great.
Hey? I love the fact that you all gasped. Your two faces were hilarious.
I thought I knew. I won't still say
it. Yes. I thought I knew. I was wrong.
Do you know who I thought it was?
Who?
I thought it was Edith.
Did you?
That's who I thought it was.
I don't think that sounds...
Who do you think it was?
I thought it was Judy Finnegan.
Do you even know who Judy Finnegan is?
Yes!
Alright, Dom, who did you think it was?
Yvette Fielding.
Now, I saw that in the text message today and I thought, oh, do you know what? They could be right,
yeah.
Actually. But, no. Well done, Hayley.
Thank you so much.
You have all those albums. Your friend will be so pleased that she's won the James Blunt album. Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
I'm going to rush it round to her as soon as I get it. She'll be over the moon.
Hang on, Hayley, don't worry. Rachel is just telling me, we think we can send you two James Blunt albums so you can keep one for yourself.
Oh, whoopee.
Yay! Well, anyway, well done. Congratulations. The albums will be posted out to you within the next 2 years. And have a lovely day and goodbye.
Yeah, you too, Chris.
Bye. Celebrity
Yes, you've guessed it. It's me, Kimberly from Girls Aloud. I'm a Celebrity Tarzan. Well done.
Shut up, you just talked over yourself, don't you, silly cow?
It's
8:17 in the morning. It's Wednesday, the 18th of January, in the year of our Lord, 2006. That's Mech and Thunder in My Heart Again. It comes out on the 6th of February. I found something wicked. This is so cool.
Where did you find this wicked
just
thing?
Just on the jingle pages in the studio. And what it is if we ever do an outside broadcast, we also record some what we call emergency links.
In case all the lines and the technology go down.
Now, you and I always put a bit of effort into them. We always make them specific to what we're doing.
Carefully sculpted. Yeah. Yeah.
However, if we were just the lazy average DJ, what you do is you sit in the studio one day for about 10, 15 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes, and you just go, this is BBC Radio 1. We're having technical difficulties at the moment, but we'll play some music and be back very shortly. Mm. And you just do that, really specific stuff. And then you also, in case you've recorded the show, like you might do on Christmas Day or something, just in case, like, you know, some major news story happens, you need to do the news intro, the generic serious news intro. This is BBC Radio 1. We now cross to Newsbeat for some serious news type thing.
Yeah, so it all sounds proper and fitting.
Anyway, I found the page with all those jingles on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's brilliant. Now, when on here, I don't know why.
Because you haven't done any.
Oh, well, that's probably it then.
Could we not be bothered?
Yeah.
Probably.
Right, who would you like to hear a special news bulletin introduction from? Judge Jules? No problem. Here he is.
This is BBC Radio 1.
There you go. Annie Nightingale?
Mm-hmm. This is BBC Radio 1.
Westwood?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Charles Peterson?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Now, do you think there's a script?
Yes, I do. I think so.
Fergie?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Goldfinger?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hugh Stevens?
This is Radio 1.
Yeah, it doesn't... Oh. No, drops the BBC! Just drops it completely! Let's run through some of those again.
This is BBC Radio 1.
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 Rob DeBank!
This is Radio 1.
No! He just... Who's been writing their scripts? But here's my favourite one, right? So if you're what we call a tech op, technical operator, and you're putting out a recorded programme, and there's a special news bulletin that you need to use these jingles, you go to the page and you choose the right one. So if you're doing Judge Jules' show, you play...
This is BBC Radio 1.
Because that's Judge Jules.
Yep.
However, somebody's labelled one of them up wrong, completely wrong. So mid-Steve Lamacht show, if Steve did a show on tape, and there was a breaking news story, very serious news story, you would press the Steve Lamacht special news button, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is this.
This is Radio 1. We've got a couple of technical problems which were sorted...
It's clearly Westwood.
His voice has gone a bit strange.
It's Westwood!
This is Radio 1. We've got a couple of technical problems which were sorting out...
Where's Westwood come from? Well, they're all in here. They're all here, mate.
Is Radio 1. This is Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. This is Radio 1.
This...
Oh, that's another one! That's meant to be Joe Wiley!
This is Radio 1.
Imagine halfway through Wiley's show. Little technical breakdown.
This is Radio 1.
That's not...
Do you think Westwood's done that for a laugh?
I don't know.
This is Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. This is Radio 1.
There you go. They're all right, so... Yeah, maybe Westwood's come in one night and gone, I'll teach those... To take the mickey out of me on Pimp My Ride UK. Let's take the mickey out of them and blast off. You think you're the best? You ain't seen nothing yet. Let's rock.
This is Radio 1.
I've never heard Westwood say let's rock before.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Let's rock. Right, this should be Zane.
This is Radio 1.
This should be Annie Nightingale.
This is Radio 1.
That's lovely. This should be Steve Lamacht.
This is Radio 1.
That's Westwood again! What's going on? So he will be the voice of cock-ups on Radio 1 then. You know, or serious breaking news.
Voice of authority when something happens.
Yeah. So if anything, like if the show suddenly...
This is Radio 1. We've got a couple of technical problems which we're sorting out at the moment, so stay right there.
Somebody's texted in saying that they think Westwood, when he says moment, sounds a little bit like Frank Spencer.
So stay right there.
That's right.
This is Radio 1. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of technical problems which we're sorting out at the moment.
At the moment. But don't worry, as soon as we get it fixed, we'll be back with the music.
At the moment.
Yeah, he'll hate that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, don't be dissing me.
At the moment.
Just take a moment.
This is Radio 1. We've got a couple of technical problems which we're sorting out at the moment.
At the moment. And the big dog.
Blast off, baby.
Blast off, baby.
Pity.
At the moment.
Oh, we're just having a laugh, don't we? Oh, look, here's an advert for Ray Burns Bowling Alley. Hello there. Raymond Burns here. I am Ireland's number three bestest ever tempin bowler. Here I am down at my bowling alley, Burns Big Bowls, and you're more than welcome to bring the family down to have a go at my bowling. My second cousin, twice removed, Dominic Burns, who reads the news on Radio 1. Hello there, Dominic. Where's your hair? Oh, gee, I'm so funny. Oh, there's a good strike there, Paddy. Oh, gee, I'll have you again. Anyway, come down and see me. Raymond Burns, Ireland's top three bestest tempin bowler. Here at Burns Big Bowls, where big bowls means big fun. Ta-ra!
I had a text message from what looks like Pritesh. Would that be right?
Could be, yeah.
Chris, can you play the game where you go quiet and scare Rachel? It's hilarious. You've not played it in a while.
No.
This is the game where if Radio 1, for some reason, on a technical difficulty thing, if there's enough silence, the emergency tape kicks in at Broadcasting House. So let's say, for example, I got locked in the loo and everybody else died. Mm. After a certain amount of silence, then music suddenly appears and it's like an emergency tape. And it's... we've discussed this a lot. We're not sure how many seconds it is.
Look, we've been trying to work this out for now approximately 8 years, haven't we?
No. It's 12, 15.
I think it's 15. Right. That's what I heard.
I think it's 8.
See, well, I don't think it's 8. I'm sure it's over 8. So let's find out, shall we? Everybody has to stay quiet. Who will give him first to make noise from now? Oh, you are such
now,
chicken!
Definitely more than 8.
It's 10. It's not.
It was 8 a second
ago. I know, but I'm saying it's more than 10.
We hit 10 then. I reckon it's 15.
Ready?
Yeah. Try again.
Okay, let's try it now.
No.
Here we go. You can't breathe!
Like this. I've got asthma.
8:27. Would not believe the amount of emergency tape experts texting into the show. Right?
All saying different answers.
Yeah, it's 20 seconds, Mark and Lard did it. It's 15 seconds, Mark and Lard did it. It's 12 seconds, Mark and Lard did it. That's my favourite three. It's 18 seconds, according to my old media studies teacher. And many people saying, what happens if the emergency tape does kick in? If you really want to know, it causes an absolute major pain in the arse because it kicks in from another building, and then to get it, if you switch your mic on after that, it just cuts you off. So you've got to ring them up.
And then they have to crash it back in.
It's just
a nightmare.
It takes like 10 minutes. Running. So, like, if we did it for a laugh and it didn't come on, then we wouldn't be able to go, ha-ha, I told you, for another 10 minutes.
Also, they get really narked when we do that, don't they?
Yes, they certainly do. Oh, rage! You're such a chicken.
Hey?
Such a chicken.
It's like Russian roulette in here.
I think it's highly unprofessional on my part as producer to let it go off.
It's just funny, don't worry about it.
What if you went to the toilet and then we were technically out of control while you were away?
Well, we'll have to...
One. Any joking, Dom? Your face, Dominic.
Oh, I can't believe I fell for that.
Oh, you.
That's ridiculous.
Divvy. Right, okay. Gwen Stefani coming out. Are you right?
Hang on.
Okay.
Yep. Serious news. Right. Here we go.
Gwen Stefani, What You Waiting For, playing in a second. And we'll play that Strokes song, Juice Box. Not the Strokes and
Juice Box.
That'll be ridiculous. And as well as that, still going to talk about Longman, because he's going to teach us all how to get a six-pack. Yeah, bet you can't wait. It's 8:32.
And the weather, a bit of heavy rain around this morning. It's going to be mild as well. Some people have already texted in saying it is wet and it is 10 degrees. Fact. Chris. Hello?
This is Radio 1. Now, we're having a few technical problems at the moment, but stick around and we'll be right back.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel, the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio 1. We're having a few technical problems at the moment.
No, we're not. Everything's fine.
We'll be right back.
Shush. Hello, Caroline.
This is Radio 1. We've got a couple of technical issues which we're trying to sort out at the moment.
It's fine. We're fine. Okay?
This is Radio 1. We have...
Brilliant. Hello, Caroline Dare.
Hi, I'm Caroline Dare.
She's 22. There's no technical problems. She wants to make her road famous. She lives on Nash Lane in Yeovil. We've already learned this morning she's a student midwife who's researching breastfeeding. Well, I can also tell you her favourite snack is salt and vinegar crisps. Leaves are causing minor traffic problems on Nash Lane because they're blowing around a bit.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me. That was One Road Travel.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One Road Travel. The fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Just gone 8:37.
This is Radio 1. We've got a couple of technical problems which we're sorting out at the moment.
Moment.
We got a bit of problem.
All right, stop taking the mickey out of Westwood now. Carrie, I don't like it. Mm. Right. He's a friend of mine and he won't appreciate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll also have you shot. Because you don't mess with a big dog.
Right.
Rachel says that the silence we need to do is 20 seconds.
Here we go.
And do you see what she's written down on a piece of paper? She said, I'll stay quiet. She won't.
But shall I go out?
You've never stayed quiet for 20 seconds ever.
Oh, yeah, in your life.
I promise. It's been nice working with
see?
You.
See?
Oh, well, maybe.
When's it start?
When we stop talking. When do we start now? Right, okay. 20 seconds, here we go. Just deathly silence. That's it.
Shut up!
Stop it! Shh, quiet now.
Come
quiet.
On, this is
good. Quiet as it now. This is Radio 1,
baby. Stop it! It's like kids.
Come on.
You have to stay silent for 20 seconds.
Exam in progress.
Right. Clock,
just think
right, we'll do a clock start of 8:39, all right? And then quiet for 20 seconds, okay?
Mm.
All right, here we go. Don't forget Joe Wide is on.
We're having a few technical difficulties at the moment.
Around the world from London, we broadcast everywhere. We love you wherever you are, we really do not care. In Canada, Australia, in Scotland or Penzance, we love all of our listeners, yes, even those in France. The Chris Moyle Show, honky, 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 International Radio 1.
Strokes, Juice Box, 8:47 on Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show, International Radio 1.
Hey, I am flying on my detox. I am on day 16 without a drink.
Wow.
And I walked home Monday and I walked home Tuesday. I have already done my pledge to Dr. Mark.
Brilliant.
I said I would walk 5 miles this week. I've walked 5 miles, quite slightly over 5 miles.
Very good.
Anything else I do now is an added bonus. Every step extra is exactly that, extra.
I've been to the gym twice, and I said I was going to go 4 times this week.
All right. Did you do your 100 setups yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, I told you about on Monday, when I walked home a stop early from the underground because the train was halted due to a technical fault. And it's all uphill from there.
Wow.
Well,
Alad, yeah?
Went for my swimming lesson.
Wow.
Scary, actually. Can you swim?
What?
Can you swim?
Yes, because I'm an adult.
You see, don't say that. There's a lot of people out there who can't swim.
Well, they should have learned.
They were telling me about this in the swimming pools, that there's a lot of adults need to learn, you know?
How come you didn't learn to swim? Just because you had dodgy skin?
It was because of the eczema, yeah. So when I was younger, it was a lot of hassle.
And I'm surprised, actually, for somebody that is from the seaside, where, you know, the ability to swim has got to be an added, you know, bonus and skill, that you didn't take it up.
It is rather surprising.
Isn't it?
But I went for a swimming lesson with Nuala, my lovely teacher. She and I get on very well. And then in 2 weeks' time, I've got to meet James Hickman, the Olympic swimmer, and I've got to go for a swim with him, so there's a lot of pressure.
Now, you genuinely can't swim?
No.
No.
Edit moment.
Like, a week ago, literally would sink to the bottom. Like, when you put me in the pool in Portugal, I didn't come up. It was chappers that had to go in and pull me out.
Yeah, I know. We hummed and heard about that, though, for a good 20 seconds.
What left me in there?
Yeah, we threw Alad in the pool for a laugh, not actually realising that he genuinely couldn't swim. We thought he was like a bad swimmer, not he couldn't swim.
Now, didn't you say that you had some allergy to chlorine as well?
Yeah, that's...
Which is obviously commonplace in swimming pools.
Yeah.
Is that fact, or is that just an excuse because you can't swim?
No, it is fact. It just irritates my skin. So we found a chlorine-free swimming pool, which unfortunately on Monday decided to put a little bit of chlorine.
Fabulous.
There's a lot more people there, so I have come out in lots of spots, but nowhere near as bad as it would have been if it was a normal pool.
No, the spots thing's just because you're ugly.
They're like, is it hives? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
It's also little lumps, very, very plain.
Little spots.
Little spots.
So you brought your tape machine to the swimming pool and you put together an Alad swimming package.
Yes, I have. Right in the middle of this package, you're going to hear me actually doing some swimming.
Right, actually swimming.
And
How do you hold the mic when you're doing that?
I took my friend along with me, who drew so much attention, which I thought would be good, but when you're actually trying to learn to swim, it's very embarrassing.
So you're swimming down in the pool and he's walking alongside with a microphone above your head.
Yeah, and all the people, because it's a public pool.
Right.
We're up in Barnet, I think it was.
Okay.
And they're all looking at me thinking, what the hell are they doing?
So what did you, on this swimming package, what's the music?
I put lots of music related to swimming or pools or water.
Brilliant.
Because we had a discussion about this yesterday in the cafe, didn't we? About suggestions for music that would be apt for
the most random
package.
Ones as well, actually. And I tried to put the ones that would fit into the package.
Well, listen out for all these water reference songs.
Yes, water reference songs.
This is Alad's first ever swimming lesson.
Sunila, I'm here at the swimming pool, nervous as anything. I don't like going in water. What chance do I have?
You've got every chance. Really have. If you want to learn to swim, you've got no problems at all.
Do I have to put my face in the water?
That would be good.
What about splashing my face? Can we stop people splashing my face?
No, you're going to get water in your face.
What are you going to teach me first of all?
Teach you to relax in the water, do a little bit of aquatic breathing, and then introduce you working with a little bit of floats, arms only, legs only, and see how we go.
If I relax, am I not going to sink?
No, if you relax, you'll actually float a lot better. Relax. If you were fast asleep and we lay you in the water without waking up, your body would float.
Really?
It's when you tense your muscles that you make yourself sink.
Relax. And do I get, am I going to wear armbands and rubber rings?
I'd prefer not to, unless you really want to.
No, I'm all right, actually.
Yeah. You went under, did you see it going?
That's it, and again.
Oh, that's horrible. I was full of strength. Well done. Keep going, don't you dare stop. Good, well done.
I'm knackered. My entire body is aching. I thought swimming was supposed to be relaxing.
It was quite hard work because you were using all your muscles. You did 25 metres on your back and you did 12 metres on early stages of breaststroke. You're fine as long as no one splashes you, no one gets in your way, and if you could have a pool to yourself, you'd be brilliant. And also, we spoke about putting on some Speedos rather than some shorts.
So I got shorts to make myself look good, and you want me to go for the Prince William look Speedos?
Yeah, they are much more streamlined in the water, and they'll help you swim a lot easier.
You're not just trying to set me up to make me look funny?
No, would I do that?
What's next week's lesson going to be?
We'll try and introduce our arms on backstroke. and we'll do a little bit more work on getting our face in the water and blowing bubbles.
Without swallowing, and go take out my nose because I hate that.
Yeah.
There are so many things, right? So many things I have to talk about.
You're going to splash your face, blowing bubbles, swallowing.
Oh, yeah, dear.
Your faces.
Also, as well, the Speedos thing, and you wearing shorts, and you said, so you want me to look like...
Prince William.
Right, I've got to say, I've never seen... When someone says Prince William to me, I never think of a guy in Speedos.
When he plays water polo.
Yeah, he wears Speedos.
Do you know what?
I've never seen him play water polo.
Went over my head.
Sorry.
Also, that's going to be the first time ever that a woman said to you, don't stop, whatever you do, just don't stop. Yeah. Keep going, keep doing it, don't stop.
Right to the end as well, she's like...
Keep going, oh, God, this... Oh, yes, please, Alan, oh, yes.
Stop it.
I was playing a different game throughout that. You know, yes. Bits and Pieces off the road show?
Yes.
Gets all the different music in order. Well, I was playing that game. I've got OMD, Sailing on the Seven Seas. I didn't get the second one. Relax with Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Rocky never did swimming. And then what was the Calypso thing at the end?
That, do you know what that was?
What?
Better you know that. That last one.
No.
What was that?
Under the Sea, Little Mermaids.
Never heard of it.
Why the hell would I know that?
Because you're into Disney.
Sake. What was the second one? Song?
The second one was Seven Seas by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Wow, okay.
That was very a Reese cool. favourite, that was. Yeah. It was a surprise.
What was the other song then, Dave?
There was OMD at the start, then there was Echo and the Bunnymen number two. A very Liverpool theme, actually. OMD, Scouse, Echo and the Bunnymen, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Great.
All Scouse C bands.
And also, you see, why relax?
Because you had to relax.
Well, yeah, but the pool, you know, the water element. Relax, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
They
Come
went
on.
Swimming once?
No. Dave, you're so stupid. They're from Liverpool.
Oh, Jesus.
Was that connection for all the others as well?
Yes. Genius, Alan. Well done. Can't tell you how many text messages we've just received. Backing Alan up.
Really? In what way?
In what you've got?
On what I've got here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave. That was on purpose. Rocky learned to swim in Rocky 3.
Yeah.
So you've never seen
Apollo
Rocky 3.
Apollo Creed made him.
I've got them all on DVD.
Never seen Rocky 3.
Yeah, Apollo Creed made him swim. Mm.
Anyway, I apologise for the inaccuracy there.
Yeah. I tell you, they're making a new Rocky, aren't they? New Rocky movie.
Not with him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
OAP Rocky.
Isn't he doing... Is he just doing that, or is he doing another one as well? He's not doing Rambo, is he?
I don't think so.
I'm sure I heard that he was doing...
I don't know, isn't Rambo dead? I don't know. I can't remember what happens at the end.
I don't know.
I could be making it up.
Could be. What a great actor he is, though, Sylvester Stallone. Mm. Is it Coplands? Is that the film that he's in? He plays a big fat cop. He's brilliant in that. Seriously, brilliant. Because you know the gag was he couldn't act. Mm. Adrian! He's decent.
Is he?
Yeah. Started to point that out to you.
It's nice. Yeah.
More actor reviews at the same time tomorrow. So when's your next swimming lesson, Alan?
Saturday.
Okay. Can we come and watch?
No, not
right,
at all.
Okay, fair enough. All right, that's good. Calm down, dear. Right, see this thing then, Dave. How do you get to today's from yesterday's R.E.M. and Orange Crush?
R.E.M. are fronted by Michael Stipe, who at last summer's Live 8 concert in London painted his face blue. Blue Hotel was a 1991 hit for Chris Isaak. Chris Isaak has also done a bit of acting and was actually in Silence of the Lambs with Sir Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster. Foster is the word for when you take in someone else's kids to live with you, a bit like Pippa did in Home and Away. Home and Away are the two options on one of the rounds on A Question of Sport. A Question of Sport is hosted by Sue Barker, who shares the same first name as Sue Jenkins, who played Jackie Corkle in Brookie, and is a real-life mum of Richard Fleischman, who's the lad who won Soapstar Superstar and plays Craig the Goth that goes out with Rosie in Coronation Street. People in Coronation Street tend to go for a drink in the Rovers. Rovers is the word that follows Bristol and Blackburn in the world of football. Blackburn isn't too far from Blackpool, which is famous for its beach, a bit like a colder and wetter version of Malibu. Malibu was a setting for the hit TV series Baywatch, which starred David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson. And Pamela Anderson shares the same surname as Carlene Anderson, who was the lead singer in The Young Disciples, which links us predictably to this morning's TV Sync track. It is Young Disciples and Apparently Nothing.
I love this track.
Good.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Right, Young Disciples, Apparently Nothing. Classic, nice and loud. Go. I remember at the time there were two mixes of that.
Yeah.
Because I know the one which ends.
Mm. Not just fades out that, very fast like that one.
No. Dum, dum, dum. That's how it ends, isn't
it? Yeah.
Still good. Seamless link, though, Dave?
Seamless link, pretty much. One minor quibble from many, many, many people on the text messages.
Quibble.
Saying that, of course, it's home,
yeah, baby.
Home or away are the two options on Question of Sport, not home and away, as I said, to fit in with the Pippa link from before.
Right.
Other than that, it's pretty much there.
And also, I'm mistaken, Sylvester Stallone is apparently remaking or doing a new Rambo movie.
Is he?
Yeah. Say the geeks on the text. So. Thing of mine, I'm not a geek, actually. I'm just a fan of the movie genre that features men with sweatbands around their heads. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, what's the difference between adoption and fostering?
Foster is part-time, yeah.
Oh, like, is it?
Yeah, Pippa fostered, and then they go off for a while, whereas adoption is then...
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
So I was right then with my use of the word foster, was I?
As in what?
As in Pippa from Home and Away.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was a foster.
She was a foster parent. That's why there were so many kids coming and going.
Yeah,
and coincidentally, it was perfect for storylines.
It was great for storylines because you could have all these new characters come in and then just leave when they got bored of them.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what they did. Mm. I'll have to say hello to Yvonne and Francis. You know our friend Francis.
Yes.
He's in the car with Yvonne. He said, text to say hello. But to be honest, it's probably too late.
Well, hello to Yvonne and Francis.
Okay, Alan, I need to show you a text message. It says, where's that picture? Forget that bit. And then brackets that says something, and that's what you need to read.
Okay?
There you go, pass the phone over, and I want your reaction, please. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Ooh!
Really?
There you go.
Right, fine.
It's half time. The show's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to rumble! Oh. Sit next to Alan when I do that.
You don't like sitting next to Alan.
Well,
full stop.
He makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I've never touched you in my life.
Hey. That's because he ain't your type of guy, though, is he?
Just when I'm trying to do that, he just comes too close to me.
Well, good morning. Hey now. Speaking of hey now, by the way, ITV 4 are showing loads of Larry Sanders at the moment. It's brilliant. If that means anything to you at all, the Larry Sanders Show, ITV4 got them on about 11, half 11 at night. Superb. Loads of them as well that I've never seen before. It's great. Anyway, moving on. Well, you can only get one DVD and there's only 6 episodes on it.
Right.
And they can't buy a series or anything like that. It's just a one-off DVD, 6 episodes. And already, I've Sky Plus'd 5.
Yeah, have you?
I've never seen 6. No, gotcha. Yeah, I've never seen before. It's wicked, man, wicked.
I was going to say, it's quite late for you, really, isn't it? That's
too late for me.
It's series linked, my friend. It's series linked.
Very nice.
That's right.
Very nice.
Right, so Longman has sent us an email. This is all about getting fit and how to get that six-pack with Longman.
Brilliant.
Are you up for this, Alan?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you are. Don't do... I'll do it in his voice.
Okay.
Don't do 100 sit-ups a day. Do this instead. Should work up to doing it 6 days a week. Should be able to in about 3 weeks. I don't actually get that.
What he means is if you do his program 6 days a week within 3 weeks...
Yeah.
So, i.e. 18 days of said programme, he thinks you'll have a six-pack.
No.
I think that's a bit quick.
The way I read it is that try it for 6 days, but then if you basically by 3 weeks' time you'll be able to do all of it.
Do you know what the basic problem is? That we're all starting from different points, because I think Longman's right. Longman is someone who's naturally slim and sort of athletic, so if he was to do that, he would develop that. However, we've got to... You know, lose a little bit more.
Do you not remember? Exactly. You laughed at me in the cafe around the corner when I said, I've got some good abs, I've just got some fat on top so you can't see it. That makes sense.
I think
to
we're
me.
All like that in our own special way, Alex.
You can have strong abs, but you can't see them because you've got a layer of fat over it.
Mm.
I'm going to get a long man on the phone.
Okay. See, he has, as you say, hasn't got a problem with that because he's so lean.
Well, I've read this email and there's some good advice on it, so I think we should go through it in a minute.
Don't eat bacon sandwiches.
No, it's exercise. It's good.
Longman.
Longman?
Hey, pal, you all right?
You're live on the air. Please don't libel anybody.
No problem.
Right, so what do you mean by the intro to this, which is grammatically incorrect?
Just for the first... That's not surprising. Just for the first 3 weeks, like, do it one day on, one day off. Because if you do it every day, it might be a bit much for you.
Oh, okay,
Dave,
I see.
Rachel interpreted it correctly.
Who did? I did.
I did.
No, oh. Dave, you didn't. You won't have a six-pack in 3 weeks. I'm sorry, pal.
So hang on, so what, in 6 weeks?
Right, look, there are 3 days worth of exercise on his email. And what he's saying is, you should work up to be able to do it 6 days a week, and you should be able to do that in about 3 weeks. So start off by doing it every other day.
Okay.
And then in 3 weeks' time, you'll be doing this routine 6 days a week.
I'm with you.
But he obviously couldn't be bothered to type all that. So he just put some garbage down or something.
So is this your own programme?
Yeah, it's just, like, obviously, it's just something that I do myself that I've, I don't know, I find works for me. Can I just say that before doing any exercise, you should be checked out by a doctor and other ab exercises are available.
And also, you shouldn't go swimming less than 20 minutes after you've eaten, either.
Yeah. And also, never get in a bath with an electric fire.
Once again,
Before we continue, would you like to just tell everybody about the phone call you received from a fellow sandwich shopper?
Yeah, Dave and Rachel are like this. A geezer from Lancashire rung me, said he's got a sandwich shop and wanted to thank me for his sales boost in spam, up 300%.
There you go. Spam is up, everybody. And what else did he say?
I don't want to say that because it might be something you and I might do in future.
Well, but we could get everyone to do it.
Yeah, but can we just keep it for a week or two?
I love this. Okay, fine. Right, so back to the email then. This is the email from Longman.
Uh-huh.
Right, I'll read it. All of these should be done in a slow and controlled manner, and if you just can't do as many as you can, something like that, then rest and then go again. It should take about 5 minutes a day. If you stick at this for a month, buy a Swiss ball and I will show you some really fun moves.
I want to get a Swiss ball.
Mm.
Remember, once you have done it, it's in the bank and no one can take it away from you.
Which is your favourite exercise?
What, mine?
Yeah.
Personally?
Yeah.
I haven't done any of them.
Well, no, I've been read them.
Oh.
I assume you've read them.
I like this spasmodic beetle.
Yeah, mine too.
Now, spasmodic beetle, is that your term for this exercise?
It is, yeah.
Right.
So, it's very good, though.
On your back, Alad, you do this. Will you just do it? I'll read word for word what he said, and you see if you can understand this.
Alad, would you get on your back for me, please?
All right, I'm on the floor now.
I'm going to do it as well.
Right, okay. All right. Rachel's going to do it as well. Okay, I'll read the instructions. Here we go. On your back, knees bent so you can almost touch your heels with your fingertips.
What?
Yeah, got it.
Raise your head from the floor.
Yeah.
Motion side right so you can touch your right heel with your right hand. And then same again to the left, and that's one rep.
What? Right, okay, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, this is good.
So you kind of look like a spasmodic beetle.
Right, I've got you. I'm with you. All right, next one. Are you ready?
How many?
30 reps. Oh. All right, next one is the hip raise.
Yeah.
On your back, lay flat, raise your legs so you're at a 90-degree angle. That'll be easy for you, Alan.
Yeah.
Arms by your side for balance. This is your starting position.
Okay.
Push your feet up so your bum comes off the floor.
Ow. Ouch.
Hold 1 second and then lower.
Forget it.
This is difficult, so you have to work up to 20.
That looks tough, that one.
Yeah. Here's another one for you, Alad.
Yeah.
Right. Resign.
doesn't say that.
This is a special exercise for Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tighten your lips together as tight as you can and walk out of the studio.
Keep walking.
Until you hit Brighton. Then keep walking again.
I tell you what, I can feel that already.
You've only done one rep.
It hurts.
God's
I'm going to do those. I'm going to start today.
That is a bit advanced, Longman.
Well, do you know what, Longman? We should try and put these Longman's exercises on the website.
Yeah, but what if someone gets hurt? I get done for that.
Yeah, they can
see technically,
you.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea then, unless you do it under some short person or something like that.
If you do want to exercise, you could gain professional advice and you know, speak to proper people who know what they're talking about, or you could ask my friend who runs a sandwich shop.
Exactly.
Longman.
Yeah.
Much as these exercises sound very, very effective and advanced,
yeah,
will my program of sit-ups not be beneficial to me in the long run?
Well, what depends what type you're doing. What are you just doing, like, normal sit-up where you just come all the way up?
Yeah, I've got a yoga mat.
Right.
And I lie on that, and then I do sit-ups.
Yeah, where you just, you're in a flat position,
yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're not great for your back, plus they do like more your hip flexors, and, you know, if you put your hands on your hips, and you might be able to feel a bit of muscle there.
Okay, Alan...
do that rather than your abs.
Alan, put your hands on your hips and see if you can feel a muscle.
No.
Right. Don't worry, there's always Friday night.
And also, if you're doing 100 a day, then surely they're too easy for you.
There's just more effective ways you could be doing it. They will do you good, but not, you know, you need to vary it.
Okay.
So, and also try and do a bit of running as well.
Mm.
I went spinning yesterday.
Great.
Were you dizzy?
Were you dizzy? Longman.
Yeah?
I sent your photo to... Somebody asked me for the photo of you with your six-pack. It is now doing the rounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Davina McCall has it.
Yeah?
And now Andy Peters has it.
Oh,
it's
no.
A bit like the Paris Hilton video. It's getting around the internet.
How? And he's texted me back, how can a bloke like that... How can a bloke that owns a sandwich shop look like that?
Because my sandwiches, I promote healthy eating.
I'll follow his routine. He sounds so much older, says Andy. So I think you've got a new fan.
Excellent. And I need to ask you a question about Andy, but I'll probably ask you it off air.
Yeah,
so
do.
You know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And, he's, 28. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Rachel!
The lines are open for our new game, Beep Beep Busters. You need to be in a car, you need to have a horn so you can beep. The number is 08700 100 100, I know I got it wrong again.
Write it down!
And you can win a carbon monoxide detector because it's safety first on the Chris Moyle Show. 08700 100 100. What are we meant to do now?
Keep talking.
Sell it.
Phone for Beep Beep Busters.
What's the prize again?
A carbon monoxide detector for everyone who wins, because every house should have
get
one.
Get wise, stay alive.
Everyone who loses.
Oh, everyone wins. 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So in other words, hey, if you're a loser, you're a winner. That's what it is.
Yes.
9:16 on Radio 1. Every last second there of whatever we just played, Chris Brown and Rennet. So there you go. Today I'm going to get my all my hair lobbed off, I think. But so this is the last chance for me to play with my hair, because it's quite thick at the moment. And when it's thick, I can do many different styles, but I just can't be bothered. So
it's quite luxurious at the moment.
It is quite luxurious. So how would you describe this hairstyle, Al, at the moment?
You know, messy in a cool way, you know, like it's ruffled.
Right.
But with a bit of length on top and the sides need a bit of cutting.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to show you all the different variations of hairstyle I have simply by using my hair and the small cup of water.
Interesting.
Wow, okay. Ready? All right, because if I wet it, right, because it's so thick, I can spike it up, Al.
That's nice. You're like in the ads right now.
It's the last chance I'm going to get to do this for a good few months.
Okay. So right. We're going spiky first, are we?
Yeah, spiky first.
Is this the Gareth Gates look?
No, it's the I put my fingers in the light socket look.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
no. How does that work?
That's too high.
No,
too high?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. After that, then, is the kind of nerdy accountant sweep over look.
That's nice.
It's blue.
Sticking
blue. It's lovely.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
No.
The first one.
No, I think that looks really good.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
How's
can't
that
even
really,
joke.
No, that looks really good, Chris.
Thank you.
You should have your hair like that.
Maybe I should just leave it like this.
Are you going to shave it today?
I like it like that.
Or I can have it down like a kind of Happy Mondays fan look.
No.
Like that. How's that?
No, that's my favourite. That's Madonna as sort of rain time.
I don't want to look like Madonna.
That's exactly what she looks like.
Look.
Do I look like Madonna?
No, you look special.
Look like a chav.
Shall I wave at Joe Wider? She's in the studio.
No, you'll scare her.
Hi, Joe. Give her a little wave there. Yeah. Oh, she hasn't reacted to the Madonna look.
But you look like a simpleton.
She's thinking it though. She's thinking Madonna.
She's thinking to herself,
you just need my glasses.
What
now.
Was that, Joe? What did he say? I look like Action Man. There you go.
Or
see?
Action Man was the other option, obviously.
Or you look like one of those Lego men that, you know, you put plastic hair on.
Yes.
Beautiful.
What's that? Is that this flock of seagulls?
This is a flock of seagulls.
No, this is
style.
Prodigy. This is Prodigy.
This is retro. Look at that. Yeah, it's a bit Keith Flint, but it's not a dive.
What you do is you flatten it down. You flatten it down at the front, and then you stick it the sides up. This feature's killing Dominic, by the way. And then you do that. You see? Look at that. How's that?
Beautiful.
Yeah?
You look ridiculous.
Well, do you know what? I'm not ridiculous. I am a trend setter. That's what it is.
Like a red setter.
Can I take a photo of it? Oh, no, I haven't got my phone.
Oh, what a shame.
I would have sent it to Heat.
Don't worry about it.
Get £200 or
the style trends that Chris is starting.
Let me, I'll take a picture.
Go on. Right,
okay.
This could be the next thing, like, the Paris Hilton video.
That's it, you get it. Lovely.
Oh, that's wicked, man. I might keep it like that.
Yeah, don't have it cut.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's all getting cut off today, so, there you
keep
go.
The length at the back, though.
Well, that's what Alan always
tells
me.
And maybe grow it into a mullet?
Yeah.
No, mullet.
I haven't had a mullet since 98 on the road show, when I got my hair cut.
In Southend.
Yeah, just near the roundabout.
Yep.
What was the name of the place?
I won't say.
Really?
In case they threaten legal action.
But it was a proper mullet, wasn't
it? Was
it?
A proper one, wasn't it? You did look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, break my heart. So tomorrow, it's a new look me, you see, because I'm losing so much weight and getting muscly and fit. Then I want a hairstyle to go with it and stop looking like a dork. I walk alone. Just had a text message from my dad saying, please don't have it shaved. Dad. So do I hope you sent that to the right person.
Mm.
I think he's talking about my hair.
There's certain rules. You can't make a
certain,
joke like
certain
that.
Certain lines that you don't cross.
Yeah. Just a joke.
You've just ridden across the line on a big motorbike.
You weren't expecting a text message from my dad, were you, Alan?
No.
Right, okay. Anyway, see the new hair tomorrow and the new look me.
I'm looking forward to it.
Don't shave it, though.
What?
Don't shave.
That's what his dad said.
They're all great. My mum would be devastated if I shaved my head. She said to me one day, she went, oh, Jesus, don't do that. You look like Dominic Burns.
I know. My mum says, don't grow your hair. You look like Terry Nutkins.
It's another Target reference on the Chris Moyle Show. Hey, kids. Right, the brilliant Pharrell Williams' Angels track coming up in a second, and the Bravery as well. BB Busters on the way. Plus, Adidal Top BB in a couple of seconds. It's 9:32.
Police uncover plans to kidnap... And the weather cloudy with rain in northern and western areas. Southern and eastern parts will be mostly dry.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
We're on Nash Lane in Yeovil this morning. Let's meet Caroline Dare.
Hi, I'm Caroline Dare.
Caroline is 22. She sounds like great fun. She's studying the art of breastfeeding at the moment. She used to play
great
tight...
Fun.
Yeah. She used to play tight head prop for Ellingham and Ringwood ladies rugby team.
Bet she did.
No major contraflows to report on her road, which is Nash Lane. That's great.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me. Have a great Wednesday.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
It's now 9:36.
50 cents on with Joe Wiley today, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, 50 cent. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just want to big up my main man, Chris Miles. And Comedy Dave, yeah, yeah, 50 Cent, but yeah.
Big mate of ours is 50.
Oh, he's a great friend of ours. Mm.
You go way back,
don't
you?
Oh, we've met him twice.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Kevin from the pub just texted saying that Ray Burns is the real name of Captain Sensible.
Yeah, I've heard that before. That's true.
Is he putting a rogue S on the end?
No, it is, and I think it's B-U-R-N-S.
Oh,
as
is
well.
It? As in Pete Burns?
Yes.
Because your uncle is Ray Burns.
He's Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E.
I'm inventing sunglasses.
Yeah, no, Ray, B-Y-R-N-E.
Right. In case you missed it, we were talking yesterday about Ray Byrne, who is Dominic's second cousin twice removed or something.
Wasn't there an Anna Ray Byrne as well?
Anna Rayburn?
Yeah.
Yes, that's something else entirely.
Like agony aunt thing, woman.
Yeah. Oh, Chris?
Yes?
Hi, Chris. This is Ray Byrne calling from Dublin.
Wow.
And I am Dominic's first cousin once removed.
Brilliant.
And I was the Irish Tenpin Bowling Champion in 1989, a few years ago, but still playing, but now in the senior tour.
Sure.
There you go.
Wow, that is brilliant.
1989.
Yeah.
My impression of him then that I did for his fake advert.
Uncanny.
Uncanny.
Yeah.
Let's hear mine again. Hello there, Raymond Burns here. And then let's say the real one.
Hi, Chris. This is Ray Byrne calling from Dublin.
There you go. Yeah. I think it's almost identical.
Mm.
And let's hear the advert again, shall we? Hello there. Raymond Burns here. I am Ireland's number three best just ever tempin' bowler. Here I am down at my bowling alley, Burns Big Bowls. And you're more than welcome to bring the family down to have a go at my bowling. My second cousin, twice removed, Dominic Burns, who reads the news on Radio 1. Hello there, Dominic.
Hello.
Where's your hair?
Brilliant.
Oh, gee, I'm so funny. Oh, there's a good strike there, Paddy. Oh, gee, I'll have you again. Anyway, come down and see me. Raymond Burns, Ireland's top three bestest tempin bowler. Here at Burns Big Bowls, where big bowls means big fun. Ta-ra!
Brilliant.
You are a wicked person.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. B.B. Allard.
Hello.
Hello.
So, it's Dennis, Peter, and Fire Alarm.
Do that again.
Okay, it's Dennis.
You are a wicked person.
Peter.
It's car crash telly at its lowest common level that you've got here. And I personally just want to go, okay, I've done my little guest appearance. Thanks, ow.
And Fire Alarm.
Fat ass.
So, they're the ones who are up for eviction tonight.
Right.
I'll meet whoever comes out.
Yes.
What do you want me to ask?
I want you to kiss Pete Burns on the lips.
Oh, no, don't make me do that.
He might swallow your entire head.
Please don't make me do that.
I think you should say, I would like to kiss you on the mouth.
Just say it. I'll do that.
I would like to kiss you on your lips. Do you know where they are? Under all that heavy surgery and lipstick.
Is Pete the out-and-out favourite, then?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Do you know what?
Really interesting.
Here's a question for you, though. Of everybody who's watched Big Brother, who actually likes Fire Alarm? Does anyone like her?
I don't think she's horrible.
I can't bear her.
I can't bear
the woman.
Wasn't she getting on with Dennis last night?
Yeah. Oh, God.
How fake is that?
What do you think?
She's fake?
Yeah, I think that's fake. I wouldn't see those two going. And she's so aware of the public and the cameras that she must be deciding to flirt with him. Anyway.
Well, she should never have been there in the first place.
So if it's, if it is her,
yeah.
What shall I do? What do you want? Not ask any questions?
You don't ask any questions, you just boo her. All the way through the press conference. Boo! Hello, B.B. Allard from the Chris Moore Show on Radio 1. Oh, hello. Boo! 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 See how long you can do it before they evict you.
Why don't you try and set the fire alarm off?
See, all these, you know, that's not good for our relationship with Big Brother. Really. Okay, how about Dennis? Should I just grunt to him?
he won't be out.
Why not?
Dennis?
Yeah. Isn't it between Dennis? Yeah, Dennis, Pete and Fire Alarm.
Why did you say George then and make me play the George clip?
Did I say George?
Yeah, you did.
It's Dennis.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
Let's be honest, who's going to be out? Do you reckon it's going to be Pete Burns tonight?
I think it will be Pete, yeah. I'd like to see George out, but if it's not him, if he's not up for it, then it'll be Pete.
Did you not watch the show last night?
Yeah, I did.
Right.
It wasn't George.
No, you're right, it is Dennis.
Sorry
Dennis.
About that, sorry.
Okay, so questions for Pete Burns. Number one, can I kiss you on the mouth?
Right.
Number two, sorry, are you a man?
Oh, no.
Right, that's a great one.
Don't start that.
Do you have a penis?
You know he's nasty.
Have you had breast implants?
He will eat me alive.
Yeah. Of course he will, with those lips.
Okay.
Even if you sit at the back of the room.
Shall I sit to a row back? If it's Pete, just in case. All right, and then Dennis?
Dennis won't be out. It will be between Pete and Fire Alarm.
Even if there's two, maybe?
If there's a double eviction, which I don't think there will be, I reckon there'll be an eviction tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's my view.
If it is Dennis, I think that you should fashion yourself some Dennis Rodman-style nose jewellery using some staples.
Yeah.
Or perhaps some...
No, what you do, you get a staple and you sellotape it to your nose.
Mm. Okay. Or get a paperclip and...
Yeah, better. Paperclip.
So you're not actually injuring yourself.
Don't hurt yourself, just...
No. And draw on your face.
I know what you should do. Is remember those weird magnet things that you had? Those oids things that, you know, stuck to each other?
Yeah.
You should put those two next to your nose and then they'd stick through your nose because they're magnets.
Okay.
Obviously not staples, because that would be dangerous.
If also, you should mumble every question to him. And do this. I said, when you're in the house, you know,
with other women. I kind of remember them. I don't know. It'd be better looking.
Why don't you do that to everyone, despite the fact whether it's Dennis or not? Just be that character
so
tonight.
Not actually ask any questions.
No, just mumble and never finish.
Maybe I'll have from the Chris Moore show radio or whatever. But it's, just when you're at the house, obviously, coming from Britain, it's kind of the vibe thing.
Oh, do that, Al.
Just have a fat ass.
If you have a strong question or a strong feeling for one of these people you'd like me to ask, you can text in.
What can you text?
You can text CBB to start with.
The letters C.
Letters C.
BB.
For Celebrity
right.
Big Brother.
Yep.
And send it to 81199. If you want to mention, you can put your name and I'll say it's not from me, but send them in.
Questions then for the three of them, mainly Pete and Fire Alarm. 81199 and start your message with
CBB.
9:44. BB Busters coming up. Bravery, Honest Mistake in a second. Before that, really growing on with this, Pharrell Williams and Angel, Radio 1. Hot diggity dog, it's the sound of the Bravery and an Honest Mistake in Radio 1, Charles. BB Busters, and here's your host, Bob.
It's Roy.
Roy Walker. I love Roy Walker. He's the best.
Never heard of him.
Nah, yes, she has, of course. Because it's you. Morning, Roy.
Morning to you all.
Morning, Roy.
Is Joe Wiley in today?
Joe Wiley is in today, yes, she's next door.
I like Joe.
Oh, that's very nice of her. That's good.
Do you think I'm loving her pet sound at the moment?
Do you think you're loving her pet sound at the moment? Yes, I probably do think that you're loving her pet sound at the moment.
Do you think she'll give me a mention?
Today? I'm sure she will, yeah. I'm sure she'll, I'll mention it to her.
Put in a good word for me.
Okay, I will. I'll say that you're a big fan of her pet sound.
Fantastic.
Okay, good. So I'll get to say hello to Bob, who's...
It's Roy, you idiot.
No, I know you are.
Roy Walker.
I know who you are. Thank you. Let's get on with the game, shall we?
Let's welcome two brand new contestants to our brand new game.
Line one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Caroline and I'm from Reading.
Hooray! Hooray! What do you do, Caroline?
I'm an assistant department manager at Harvey Nichols in Manchester.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, in what department?
Accessories, so handbags, scarves and things like that.
Oh, really?
Smart.
Really?
We're going to be friends.
What are your top-selling scarves, do you know?
Scarves? Probably Mazzoni.
Yeah, they're very nice. Mm. What's your stock like at the moment? I'd imagine you'd have been cleared out at Christmas.
Completely cleared out. We had a fantastic sale. Right. People were literally fighting over bags.
I bet they were.
It was terrible. But now it's nice and quiet. It's nice and chilled out, so I'm enjoying it, yeah.
It's like a night out in Leeds on a Friday, that, fighting over bags.
Really?
What school did you go to, Caroline?
I went to St. Paul's in Withenshaw.
Who's your favourite teacher?
Mr. Hewitt.
Oh, yeah, Major.
He was a PE teacher.
That's right. Yeah, I remember him. And what's your mascot you brought with you?
It's Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Ah! Let's hear your car horn, Caroline. Beautiful. Hang on there.
And they're up against today's contender on line two.
Line two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Dave and I'm from Grantham.
Hooray! What do you do?
I'm a bin man.
Oh, wicked. What time do you start?
About quarter to seven.
Quarter to seven? That's not too bad.
No.
How long have you been bin manning for?
3 years.
Right. So you were never part of the old school bin men that would actually go through the gate, go around the back of the side of the house, pick up the bin, take it all the way. You're the new lazy breed that go, unless it's left right outside, I can't take it away.
Correct.
It has to be in the right colour bag on the right minute of the hour, otherwise it just has to stay there.
Yes.
Right, okay. And how many, do you get tips at Christmas or not?
No, because it's against council policy for us to take money off the public.
Is it?
Obviously, no, we don't.
Mm. Is it really?
And now I'm not winking either.
Right, okay.
Steady.
Well, you might win something from us today. There's a carbon monoxide detector up for grabs, my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Impressive, right? What school did you go to?
I went to Hereford School in Grimsby.
Who's your favourite teacher?
Mr. Freshney.
What's your mascot?
Den.
What?
Den.
Den?
Yeah.
Who's Den?
Den's the person who sits in the front seat. Who doesn't say a lot and doesn't move a lot.
Right, okay.
Who's a human mascot?
Yes.
Okay. Well, barely human, I would imagine. Let's hear your horn. Brilliant. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
Okay.
Chris, tell them the rules to our new game.
Well, in front of you is the alphabet board, which contains questions from A to Z. It's up to you to beep in using your home when you think you know the answer. The person who gets a question right takes control of the board and chooses the next letter. Each question correctly answers scores you a point. It's the first 1 to 3 that goes through the golden round. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready, Caroline?
I'm certainly on.
Let's play Beep Beep Busters.
The board is sitting there waiting. So let's play Beep Beep Busters!
All right, Caroline.
Right, okay.
You are on line one. Oh, by the way, the person who was our reigning champion can't do it today because he's in a meeting. So balls to him. He's lost. Right, so, Caroline, choose a letter between A to Z.
Can I have a C, please, Chris?
A C?
Yes.
Yep, all right. It's open to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you.
What C is that what you'd be eating if you'd ordered a chicken vindaloo and a pie? Who was that?
Dave.
Yes, Dave?
Curry.
Curry!
Yes, it is! Well done!
Oh, Caroline, come on, love! David, that's one to you. You're in charge of the board. Choose a letter.
E.
E? Is that what you said?
Right. Okay. E, yeah.
What E? And you can buzz in if you know, Caroline.
Okay.
What E are produced by chickens? Who was that, David,
that
again?
That was so me.
That was so David, wasn't it?
No!
David, what's your answer?
Egg.
Well done! Yes!
Come on, Caroline, otherwise it's curtains for Caroline. Choose your letter, David.
I'm so beating first.
Yeah, whatever. What was that, David?
T.
P?
T for tango.
T for tango, okay, all right. You could have said, can I have a tea, please? But there's no, obviously no manners with bin men. Tea. What tea is a type of armoured military vehicle which... It was David again!
Tank.
Tank is right, it's Beep Beep Busters! I tell you what, Caroline, because you sound fairly fit, I think maybe we'll let you have another go tomorrow.
Mm.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Just
give us some discount on Mazzoni scarves at the time.
Anything you want. Yeah, I'll give you anything you want.
Really?
Really? Congratulations, you're a brand new winner. Right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
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 Right, David, are you ready?
I am indeed.
Right, this is your big chance to be the brand new saviour of the game. It's time to play the golden round.
So now it's time for the big one on Beep Beep Busters. So let's have some applause as we put you on the G-spot.
Right, you know how this works then, don't you, David?
Yep.
Goal to goal in 60 seconds or less for your chance to win. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
TGG. What TGG is the glamorous Hollywood Movie Awards ceremony, which is in
the
all
Golden
the...
Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes, yes.
Well done.
WAFC. Which WAFC just knocked Leeds out of the FA Cup last night on penalties and were very lucky?
Wigan Athletic Football.
Well done. Yes.
G-R-O-D-T. What G-R-O-D-T is the 50 Cent film that has UK premiere last night? It's all about when you're trying to get rich.
Get rich or die trying.
Yes!
Yes, it is! Well done!
D-O-I. What D-O-I is a Saturday night TV show where you'd expect to see Andy Peters getting a cold and soggy bottom?
Dancing on Ice.
Well done! Yes!
And for the game, MUFC VBA, which MUFC VBA is what you'd be watching if you tuned into Match of the Day tonight, 7:30 on BBC One.
Match of the Day, what were the letters?
MUFC VBA.
Man United versus Burton Albion.
Oh, you are a very lucky man.
I know.
And your mascot helps you out.
Mm.
Quiet
no.
Den. Not so mute after all, was he?
He didn't help me out at all.
He shouted the answer out, Thicko.
He didn't.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks very much.
Have a good day.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, so the pair of them back tomorrow for yet another game of Beep Beep Busters. Take it away, Roy.
So
so. Till next time, from all of us to all of you, goodbye.
What did it say? I love how Alan claps into the microphone. He's like on cue. Like that. He's so professional. She's had a nice, I'm going to get a discount.
I like her.
Hey, do you fancy some discount on the new handbag, Alan?
Well, not quite a handbag, right, actually.
Nice, Missoni scarf,
something like that. Take it for Pete.
Yeah. Right, anyway, that's it from us. Joe Wiley's looking at me because I just said Missoni scarf. When's your birthday, Joe? Oh, Missoni scarf time, I think. Oh, just one of them handbags made by the company with the dog as the logo. Right, so back to everybody at 7. Have a good day. Goodbye. Radio 1.